The stock market headed for a plunge today as the Senate's rejection of a $14 billion lifeline for the auto industry intensified investors' concerns about a deepening recession. I'm David Moskowitz at the KFNN Financial News Desk.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily reflect the views of KFNN staff, management, or advertisers, and do not represent an offer to buy or sell any securities. Welcome to the show you've relied on for years to give you the latest financial information and advice, different points of view from interesting guests, and a little fun to lighten up the day. Here comes Business for Breakfast from 1510 KFNN. Your hosts are Ken Morgan and certified financial planner Julie Doherty.
And a good morning to you. It is Friday, December 12th. Thank you so much for joining us. And good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Ken. Are you sure it's not Friday the 13th?
It might feel like that a little bit later today.
I'm usually in a good mood on Friday, but today, boy, they have us cranky.
Market is going to take a definite downward turn, I think. Now, I'm going to ask the listeners to Business for Breakfast to bear with us this morning. We will get to all the news, but Julie and I are wearing party hats this morning for a particular reason. It is the 20th anniversary of KFNN today.
Yes.
Radio station has been on the air for a long, long time. Joining us in the studio is Christopher, Christopher's Restaurant and the Crush Lounge. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. You brought us it's a European breakfast, right?
That means I don't have to get up and cook. That's what that means.
Hey, for people who don't know, Christopher is a very big-time chef here in town.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you. I'm flattered.
And, you know, there is a comparison between running a restaurant and a radio station. They're both very tough to do, aren't they?
That's right.
You have to be crazy to get in the restaurant business, but I've always loved it, and it's a great life. You meet a lot of nice people and stuff like that, but, yeah, it's a tough business.
Now, most chef owners say that they get into their own restaurant because they can't work for anybody else.
No, but you can choose your own hours.
True.
Which are long.
You know, I was in your older place. You have moved not too long ago and love the old place, but you have even improved it. Tell us about the new concept.
Well, the new place is on the north side of the building between Saks and Macy's, and it's really
That's at the Biltmore
Fashion Park at 24th and Camelback. And it's real contemporary, light. The place is really beautiful. It turned out better than we could have ever imagined. Plus, we have a new entity to the business called Crush Lounge, which is kind of a fun, sexy lounge, very small and intimate.
But some of the same things, have you changed the menu much from the old location?
Lots of new changes on the menu, but lots of the old favorites, you know, the chocolate tower. And we do some great steaks, pastas, and we have an all-day menu with a lunch menu that has specials. So it's an all-day menu with lunch specials. We have a big dining bar where, you know, you can come in and watch us cook and throw stuff at us or say, hurry up, get our stuff up, because we're right there out in the open with all of you.
You know, as successful as that has been, you would think that a lot of people would be copying you, because it is kind of fascinating to see those people, men and women running around cooking the food.
A lot of people are smarter than me, and they stay out of the restaurant business.
Christopher, you spend a lot of your time in the restaurant doing the actual cooking?
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's good. A great, great team, and I like doing it, and I like the people, so you get to meet a lot of interesting people, and I love cooking, I love food, love drinking.
The holidays would be a great time to take somebody out very special to a night out on the town. And you have something coming up for New Year's Eve we want to talk about, too.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we're open, of course, 11 a.m. till 2 a.m. New Year's Eve, and we're open 7 days a week, lunch and dinner. But for New Year's Eve, we have a $75 tasting menu, which is a six-course menu. Mm. We can select wines by the glass for you for an additional charge, but we also have an a la carte menu. So you can do what you want, and you can come in and just have a snack before going out to that party, or come in for a late-night dessert or a toast champagne in Crush Lounge. Or we like to give it, let people make their own choice.
That sounds fun, doesn't it, Julie?
It does.
Yeah, so they need to make reservations, obviously, because you have a limited number of people you can fit in there. How do they do that?
They just call the restaurant. It's 602-522-2344.
2344. 602-522-2344.
Now, during regular times, do you have tasting menus or you know, fixed price sort of things people can come in and order, or is it always just order off the menu?
Always off the menu, but we are going to start a tasting menu, and if anyone ever requests a tasting menu, we do that. We're going to have a room opening up soon, probably after the first year. I've kind of delayed it. A small little room called C144 that will only do a tasting menu. Mm.
C-144?
Yeah.
And that means, what did that name
That's my last name.
Okay.
Gross.
Let me ask you this, too. If you're in the clothing business, of course, you have to go out and shop for the next season's offerings and get them on the shelf in time and that sort of thing. How often do you look at your menu and say, I need to make some adjustments because you have people who come in on a regular basis wanting the same things but also something new? That must be a very tricky situation.
Well, we're always experimenting and stuff, and you always see new product or, you know, the seasons change and stuff like that. Or when you go out and travel, or you occasionally go out and do some charity events across the country where a bunch of us chefs are cooking, exchanging ideas, and seeing different product and different ways of doing stuff. So I get bored with the stuff, or, you know, or all my staff in the kitchen will talk about stuff, and, hey, let's change it up a bit.
Whenever we have someone such as yourself on this radio show, I always ask the same stupid question. So let me – if you just want to lay back and have some guilty treat, what do you have?
Oh, gosh, that's tough. Probably a bottle of champagne and a big old steak.
Big old steak? That's not
simple. Keep it simple. Yeah.
Not a bad choice at all. And a loaded question here. How sophisticated are the tastes of people in the Phoenix area?
Food has become a hobby in America. And with all the TV shows, cooking shows, interest in food, magazines and stuff, it's getting more and more sophisticated all the time. And it's great for us restaurateurs because, you know, we can be do more of the things that we like to do as well.
And I think it's fun, Ken, to just go into a restaurant like Christopher's and say, bring us what the chef likes tonight and let him go.
Yes,
you know,
we're
you
happy
get some
to do
great
that.
Meals that way.
Well, I appreciate your coming in this morning and helping us celebrate our 20th anniversary. How many years have you been around so far so we can come to your place in 20 years?
Well, I started cooking here when I was 16 years old here in Phoenix.
All right, so on your anniversary, we'll bring what? Some news? We'll bring some news over?
Some great news.
Some great news.
And happy anniversary.
Yes. 602-522-2344 is the number to call for that New Year's Eve reservation. In the meantime, stop in, enjoy a great meal. I can't wait to see the Crush Lounge. I have to go by and check that out.
Lunch and dinner every day, 7 days.
Yeah. 7 days a week.
Christopher's the name of the place. You know it well, so check it out. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, and happy anniversary to
Thank
you guys.
You.
Thank you.
All right. Ken, Dow futures are down 313 points, S&P down 36, NASDAQ down 39. Maybe we should go into the food business today because it's going to be ugly on the market. Today we'll call it the U.S. Senate decline, if you will. Senate rejected the auto bailout package on a 52-35 vote last night. Wasn't even close. And they're throwing the ball back into President Bush's court. They're saying you've got some TARP money. If you want to give it to him, you give it to him. But boy, am I unhappy with these senators.
I think somebody will set aside some money for them. In the meantime, General Motors is hiring a bankruptcy firm and restructuring advisors just in case they don't get anything. A spokesman for GM told the Detroit News the company's board is monitoring the situation, considering all the options, and has consulted advisors for all contingencies.
Yep.
Their chief operating officer, Fritz Henderson, says the company needs $4 billion this month to continue funding its operations.
Yep. Well, when you go to vote, just remember this vote, if you will. Remember what the senators did to the auto business, willing to really just let it go right down the drain. World stock markets plunging. The FTSE was down at about 3%. The German DAX down almost 4%. The CAC in France, 4%. Asian markets, the Nikkei down 484 points. That's 5.5%. Hang Seng down 5.5%. So it's just it's absolutely unbelievable.
Coming up in just a few minutes, a man who, if we could just get him to be a little more energetic, would be an okay guy. He was here for 2 hours one morning not too long ago.
Yes, we got to get him back in the studio.
Clark Howard is going to be joining us. And, of course, you hear him every day on KFNN at night and again in his feature in the morning. And he's going to become a big TV star.
And I think we're going to need more advice from Clark as this economy continues to worsen.
That's
he
right.
He can tell you how to save a lot of money.
So that is coming up in just a few minutes here on the show, and lots more good stuff for you on Business for Breakfast. Do we have any good news?
No, we don't. Bank of America is going to cut up to 35,000 jobs. That's the Merrill Lynch acquisition, of course, causing a lot of that, and the recession. 35,000 jobs. You're going to have to just go up to the drive-thru and throw your money into a box and drive away and hope that they get it, you know, because there's not going to be a lot of people there.
I saw that figure. Maybe you have it in front of you. the total number of people who work for Bank of America, and I was pretty stunned at the number of people.
And we have a guy who has been a longtime fixture on Wall Street, Ken, who is trying to become the greatest Ponzi scheme dude in history, Bernard Madoff, apparently highly respected.
Yeah.
He's the former chairman of the NASDAQ stock market, founded his company in 1960, apparently running a $50 billion Ponzi scheme. It was a hedge fund he ran from a separate building where his brokerage is, and he's telling people it's all just one big lie, and it was basically a Ponzi scheme, and holy cow, they've arrested this guy who's 70 years old.
The complaint says the losses from his fraud exceeded $50 billion.
Just incredible.
And he told somebody.
So I guess that means he's going to run for the Senate.
Thursday, he allegedly told two of his senior employees that his business was a giant Ponzi scheme. So he didn't learn to keep his mouth shut. That's apparent.
Boy.
You're listening to Business for Breakfast, 1510 KFNN. Time for us to get you updated on traffic. This report brought to you by Mr. Sparky. Mr. Sparky is America's on-time electrician. Learn more at their website, MrSparkyAZ.com, or call 602-7-SPARKY. Here's Dennis McBroom.
Thank you. We do have a few problems you need to watch out for, including a disabled vehicle blocking traffic on Gilbert Road southbound south of Guadalupe. There's an injury wreck in the Northwest Valley on Dysart Road at Northern. Way up north, watch out for a wreck on the southbound Loop 101 Awafria Freeway at Union Hills Drive. There's a disabled vehicle blocking part of the on-ramp at, the off-ramp at 83rd Avenue on eastbound I-10. You'll find slowing on westbound I-10 from Guadalupe Road to the Arizona Mills Interchange. North and southbound State Route 143, slowing right at the Sky Harbor Boulevard entrance to the east side of the airport. Enter from the west side to avoid Sky Harbor construction delays. I'm Dennis McBroom. That's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
Are you afraid to open your financial statement in the daylight because you're afraid you might actually see what's in there? Don't spread this around, but I hear those who listen to KFNN are not afraid of the light, or even the dark for that matter. They use it for sound sleeping. Don't be afraid. There are ways to survive and even profit, and you'll hear them each day on 1510 KFNN. Oh, and it wouldn't hurt to wear a bag of garlic around your neck.
Hi, everybody. Ray Lucia, certified financial planner. You know, the last few weeks have been like a crazy roller coaster ride. Major financial institutions collapsing before our very eyes, and markets soaring, then tumbling by hundreds of points. With every twist and turn, I'm sure you're wondering when this wild ride is gonna stop. Folks, I designed my buckets of money strategy specifically for turbulent times just like these to potentially help protect you from market volatility. History has shown us that you can't really time the market. You can't arbitrarily guess when it's time to get in and time to get out. The key, we believe, is to have a sound, long-term buckets of money plan in place, utilizing asset classes that don't all go up or down at the same time. And so I'm offering you your own complimentary buckets of money strategy. Call for a consultation today. The number, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-PLANNER, or online at 877planner.com.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
When it comes to decision-making software for the stock market, there is one choice, Best Choice Software. Best Choice Software covers five different areas of the market: long-term, short-term, options, futures, and mutual funds. Get the information you need quickly while having the advantage of time. The reason, Best Choice Software is an end-of-day decision-making program, meaning you're not glued to your monitor all day long. To learn more, go to bestchoicesoftware.com or call 941-747-5858. And Best Choice Software makes options easy for everyone as well. By analyzing the history of a stock, Best Choice will increase your success in the market. Plus, by using Best Choice Software, you'll know if it is better to use short-term options or long-term leaps with outstanding results. Best Choice Software. Get yours today at bestchoicesoftware.com or call 941-747-5858. That's 941-747-5858. Best Choice Software, decision-making software for the stock market.
Futures can play an important role in a portfolio. So when it's time for you to invest in futures and options, call Strategic Futures Trading. Strategic Futures Trading provides trading execution and advice on futures and options as well as managed funds. Strategic Futures has a managed fund consistently ranked by Barclays as one of the top 10 commodities trading advisors by performance on a 12 and 36-month basis. Information is critical when trading futures. That's why Strategic Futures Trading has relationships with the most up-to-date trading and information software. With over 22 years' experience in futures trading and a proven track record, Strategic Futures Trading wants to be your futures and options broker. Stop by and see them at their office on 24th Street and Camelback at the Esplanade. Call today to make an appointment, 602-224-7862. 602-224-7862. Strategic Futures Trading, where strategy is everything. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Investing in futures and options involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors.
Nationwide Gourmet of Arizona, your exclusive distributor of Chinamist tea. Give them a call at 602-233-0851. That's 602-233-0851.
I'm Brian Shackman, CNBC Business Radio. The failure of an auto bailout rescue bill will drive stocks sharply lower today. Some U.S. senators wanted major concessions from the union, the UAW, and the UAW said no. Now the automakers are looking to the White House for salvation. They'd like to get a piece of that $700 billion financial bailout, better known as the TARP. Crude oil right now up $3.50 and headed toward $45 a barrel. Wall Street's feeling even more pain today. Bank of America says it may cut up to 35,000 jobs over 3 years. Asset manager BlackRock will let 500 workers go. And the former chairman of the NASDAQ is being charged with what may be the largest fraud case pulled off by one person ever. Bernard Madoff is accused of running a Ponzi scheme that amounted to a $50 billion fraud of investors' money. And for the second time in 4 years, KB Toys has filed for bankruptcy protection. This time, KB will close all of its stores and start holding out-of-business sales. Brian Shackman reporting for CNBC. We're looking at about a 250-point open to the downside.
Hey, Kelly. So, who'd you hire to do your emails?
What? You know it's just me here.
Come on, I got your newsletter. Pretty fancy, photos, coupons. Come on, who is it?
Oh, no one, silly. I use Constant Contact.
Really?
With ConstantContact.com, it's so easy. They make me look like $1 million, and the emails really work.
Oh, yeah?
It got you in here today, didn't it?
Touché.
ConstantContact.com. Plans as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial.
Here's another Vanguard simple truth. Start early, stay the course. Instead of timing markets and chasing trends, we recommend a slow and steady investment approach. When combined with Vanguard's costs at 1/6 the industry average, that can mean the more wealth you build, the more you'll likely keep. Visit Vanguard.com to obtain a prospectus with investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and other information to read and consider carefully before investing. Investments are subject to risk. Source of average cost data, Lipper Inc. as of 12/31/07. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
1510 KFNN. Good morning. It's 24 after 6 on Friday morning, the 12th day of December. Ken Morgan and Julie Doherty here. I'm scarfing on the platter that Christopher has.
There's some wonderful stuff on that platter of food he brought us.
Has some great cheese and melons, some prosciutto in here, and olives. I need a glass of Moët and Chandon right now to go with this.
Careful, he'll come back in with that. It's all we need. I need that today, too, with the Senate bailout thing going on. Goodness. Dow futures down 290 points, Ken. With the fair value, we'll open around 250 down. The Senate just saying, hey, we want huge pay cuts from the UAW, which they've already given in recent years, really trying to bust up this union. I don't recall the senators saying anything about pay cuts at AIG, which they gave $150 billion to with no questions asked, or any pay cuts from the banks or Goldman Sachs or whoever. It's just, it is really awful behavior. So, working on destroying the economy, I think. We've got to do something for these auto companies. There's no question about it. Let's hope President Bush comes through, although, you know, he doesn't have anybody he has to make happy nowadays. He's got 38 days left in office, and he could tell everybody to go take a hike.
Does he have a Chevy truck? What does he drive down on the ranch?
It's a Dodge, I think.
A Dodge?
Yeah, something.
Oh, okay.
Gonna have trouble finding parts for that on the old ranch if everybody goes out of business.
You know, one of the suggestions about Chrysler is just to give it away. Just to give it to somebody.
Give what away?
The company. Just to give it away.
Well, because Cerberus, which would like to really get rid of it. Yeah. They don't want to spend any of their own money.
Could you get a good tax write-off for that? Like a charity
something? Yeah, here you go. Take it off our hands.
I gave $1,200 to United Way and I gave Chrysler Corporation.
Right. $5 billion.
Something like that.
Yeah. Wells Fargo apparently going to take a $40 billion charge as well. BlackRock cutting 500 jobs, but Analyst Richard Beauvais, price target on Wells Fargo has been cut due to this $40 billion charge he says they will take in the fourth quarter relating to their wonderful acquisition of Wachovia.
Joining us on the phone is Clark Howard. Hi, Clark.
Good morning. How are you today?
Hey, we're doing okay. Are you in Atlanta right now?
I sure am.
Clark, tell us how we can live in a hut now. Talk to me about that.
Yeah. Did you see this thing? There's this new device that is kind of like half shopping cart, half temporary tent.
No, but I like the idea. We all should get one.
It's a new version of Hooverville.
I think Julie was joking, and you're telling us there is such a thing.
Yeah. There really is such a thing.
Well, you know, once again, I want to thank you for joining us recently for 2 hours here on the show. But I think you're getting too big for us now. You're becoming a big TV star. Tell us about what's happening here.
Oh, it's not that big a deal.
Oh,
I'm getting
shucks.
A great opportunity to take what I do on radio and pop it on the TV screen on Headline News.
And when will that be on, Clark?
Well, I'm already on now 16 times a day, Monday through Friday.
Wow.
With I don't know what they're going to brand it. In my mind, I've always called it Clark Tips, where I do about a 90-second package on a single topic, and those air throughout the day and evening on Headline News. And then starting January 3, I'll be on 3 hours on Saturday and 3 hours on Sunday with a long-form show.
That's fantastic, because if we have to watch any more Susie Orman, I'm going to have to jump off a building.
Well, Susie's a nice woman. Let me tell you. You ever met her?
No.
I know she can be
annoying.
Know, on camera, kind of strident sometimes.
Yes.
But she's a delightful person.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
Clark, what?
You know, my approach is more about news you can use with your wallet every day, not
right.
So finance oriented.
And I haven't heard you yell at anybody or chastise them, which is nice.
Well, it's not my style.
No.
I'm a Southern boy. You know, we don't do that in the South.
That's right. We don't. I'm from Tennessee. And
Clark, I think of you every time now when I walk into Costco, because you're the guy that said the way to save money at Costco is to carry everything you want to buy. Don't get a cart. I love that advice.
Doesn't it change your experience?
Well, I can't do it yet, but I think of you.
Oh, no. You've got to do it. Because it really does reduce how much you're going to spend, and then you violate the Costco rule. You know the Costco rule that you have to spend $200
every visit.
That's
so funny.
You know, their numbers they just reported were kind of stinky.
Yeah, other than gasoline, and people aren't buying anything but food.
And so, you know, you walk into Costco, and they still are buying the flat screens. The TVs have done okay the last 60 days. But pretty much everything else in what they call the treasure hunt
is
sitting there unloved, which means the 97 rule at Costco is coming fully into play.
Hmm.
You know 97 rule?
No.
Okay. If you walk down an aisle in Costco, look for any price ending in 97 cents. Because that means, you know, Costco doesn't have sales. And they don't want you to wait for something to be marked down.
Right.
So it's an internal system that the prices that have been marked down end in 97 cents.
Ah,
that's funny.
Clark, I hate to do this, but we're out of time. I appreciate your being here this morning. Go to CNN.com/Clark Howard, and you can see when he's on the TV. And, of course, you can listen to him here on KFNN. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Sure, and have a great weekend.
He'll be on the Headline News. Wow.
It's about 6:30 at 1510 KFNN.
Good morning, staff meteorologist John Weatherby. Weekend forecast starts great, but has a rough finish. Complete details coming up on 1510 KFNN.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The car industry bailout fails in the Senate. Democrat Chris Dodd laments it.
We'll go home for the holiday recesses, but for the literally hundreds of thousands of people whose jobs depend upon this industry, this will not be a joyous season.
The car companies now look to President Bush as their last hope. He might divert some of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout money to them. November retail sales numbers are due out momentarily. We'll try to get them to you in this newscast. Economists fear they will be bad. Only 8% of the people in Illinois approve of Governor Rod Blagojevich's job performance, but he is ignoring calls to resign. Some state lawmakers are pushing for impeachment after Blagojevich was charged with scheming to sell the vacant U.S. Senate seat from Illinois for his personal benefit. Wintry weather has knocked out power to as many as 250,000 homes in New Hampshire. This is CNN Radio. Florida authorities continue their tests to determine whether the remains of a young child found yesterday are those of missing 3-year-old Kaylee Anthony. Kaylee's mother's charged with murder, although prosecutors don't have a body. A helicopter crashed in the Gulf of Mexico near the Texas-Louisiana line. Three bodies recovered, two other people missing. The chopper was on its way to an offshore oil platform. Local officials say nine people were killed and three are missing from a mine explosion in Russia near the border with Finland. There are reports that the incident happened as a planned explosion was being prepared. McDonald's is trying to break into the lucrative high-end coffee market, and it's raising the stakes in the Java Wars with a new ad campaign in Seattle. That's the home of rival Starbucks. CNN's Christine Romans reports on McDonald's new billboard campaign.
The billboards carry slogans like, large is the new grande, and $4 is dumb.
Referring to Starbucks' pricier offerings. This is CNN Radio.
I was driving my rig down the interstate. Had an on-time bonus, couldn't afford to be late. So to save on fuel, save time and cash, I fly by the scale house, move on past with PrePass.
PrePass.
It's a bypass system, first of its kind. Checks my weight and my docs driving 65. Then a green light flashes up on my dash. And while the other rigs stop, I just move on past with PrePass.
PrePass.
With your good driving record, PrePass can save you time and money on every haul. Highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash says drive on by. Try PrePass free. We guarantee you'll want it along on every haul. Visit PrePass.com or call 888-580-PASS to try PrePass free. That's PrePass.com or 888-580-PASS. 888-580-PASS.
1510 KNN. Good morning. 6:33 in this traffic update brought to you by Fast Signs on Central. For signs and graphics that command attention and attract more customers to your business, call Fast Signs on Central. 602-266-SIGN. 602-266-7446. Here's Dennis McBroom.
Thank you, Ken. Right now, I-10 eastbound is running heavy from 83rd to 27th Avenue. You get a short break, then more delays on the inner loop from just past the stack to 16th Street. Southbound I-17, the first stretch currently runs from Dunlap to Thomas, then more delays between Buckeye Road and 16th Street. Watch out for a disabled vehicle on the southbound 17 just past Greenway Road. There's a wreck on the southbound Loop 101 Awa Freya Freeway at Union Hills, and an injury wreck at Dysart and Northern has Dysart shut down. Use Litchfield or El Mirage instead. Traffic is brought to you by Centrum Silver.
Centrum Silver age-adjusted multivitamins help protect your health as you age with key antioxidants that help support natural cell repair.
I'm Dennis McBroom, and that's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
And if you're traveling a little farther than across town today, we have staff meteorologist John Weatherby here. John?
Business travelers forecast there's snow and freezing precipitation to the northeast. It will miss the northern airports, Boston, probably the New York airports, but Philadelphia, Baltimore, BWI, and the Washington airports will all probably be affected. That snow goes all the way down the spine of the Appalachians to North Carolina. Lake effect snow is coming across the northern tier of states, but it misses Detroit and Chicago. No problems there. Salt Lake City has snow for today, Denver probably later tonight, and a new Pacific system affecting SeaTac and Portland. Otherwise, things are quiet, just windy across the southern tier of states. Our Phoenix forecast from the Candace Financial Weather Center, mostly sunny, 74 today, 48 tonight. Partly sunny, gusty winds, 71 tomorrow. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers, cooler, high Sunday, 58. Are you still taking the risk in your portfolio? Call Candace Financial Group, 480-668-2788. I'm Steph. Meteorologist John Weatherby for 1510 KFNN.
All right, 6:35 on Friday morning show. Happy anniversary to us here at KFNN. 20 years today.
That's amazing.
Ken Morgan and Julie Doherty with you. Does it seem that there's more corruption recently than ever before? It seems like, you know, like that governor of Illinois and this Madoff guy with the hedge fund. It seems like they're just blatantly doing things now.
It's incredible, Ken. Yeah, this Madoff guy with his $50 billion Ponzi scheme Imagine going to prison when you're 70. Can you imagine, or at any time in life, but when you're 70 years old and you've been a rich guy running money and I don't know. Can we do have retail sales numbers in for November? Just out, down 1.8%, excluding autos, down 1.6. Those numbers were actually a little better than expected. Dow futures still down 287 points. And there's Senator Corker, the senator from Kia, on TV talking about how why he did not want to vote for this bailout.
Chris Gunn is joining us now, communications director for the American Small Business League. Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning and happy anniversary.
Thank you so much. Now, we have talked to you before about the Bush administration's policies in awarding small business contracts to Fortune 500 companies, and I'm sure you might have been thinking with Obama coming into office, things would change drastically.
Certainly.
And what has happened instead?
Well, we've seen a reversal, or at least a movement towards a reversal. In February of last year, President-elect Obama came out and said it's time to stop the diversion of federal small business contracts to corporate giants. Over the course of the remainder of the election, we really saw him step away from that issue. We really didn't see him address it, and we really saw small business issues kind of take a back seat to other issues. He didn't really come out in his speeches or really kind of address it to the full extent that we thought he probably should have. Now, to his credit, he did have a couple of things placed on his website, a small business section under people as opposed to issues, and he put out a small business emergency rescue plan. Now, that was great, but after the election, he launched www.change.gov, which is the transition website. And we actually didn't see those issues transition over. So they were issues that he seemed to be pushing emphasis on and really giving lip service to during the campaign, completely disappear from his campaign agenda once he was elected. We're concerned that essentially he doesn't intend to implement any of these small business ideas. And you know, that said, you know, but we're concerned that the small business community is going to suffer.
Should we wait till he gets in office to see what happens?
Well, you know, I think...
Are we going to already just assume that we're not doing anything?
Well, you know, I think that that's certainly a legitimate and valid argument. But, you know, I will say this, that the online format is a legitimate way of expressing a political agenda to the general public, and it's not necessarily reasonable to say, well, you know, it's okay that you didn't include that. I think that we're looking for absolute transparency. We're looking for the incoming administration to, you know, essentially stick to its guns. You know, they talked about the importance of small business to the economy, talked about small businesses being the backbone of our nation's economy. And given the current economic climate, I don't think it's reasonable to exclude those issues from their campaign agenda.
You mentioned that on the campaign trail he had mentioned this. In what context? Was it early in the campaign? Was it during a particular event or something? Or you know, was it consistent throughout the campaign?
It was the initial mention was in February, which was during the primary. And we were still kind of waiting to see exactly how it was going to flush out between Obama and Clinton. And that was the initial mention. We really didn't see much from the campaign throughout the remainder of the election up until about 3 weeks before they launched the small business section. They put out the small business emergency rescue plan, and that was really kind of in the middle of and in the midst of the bailout talk, all the Wall Street bailout. And, you know, Obama came out and started talking about small businesses, mainly because I think John McCain was starting to address small businesses quite a bit. I think the McCain campaign realized that one of the weaknesses that the Obama campaign had was that, you know, they had made some statements regarding small businesses, you know, 6 to 8 months earlier, but they hadn't actually addressed them in some time. And it appeared, for all intents and purposes, that the Obama campaign really hadn't come out and really stuck to their guns on small business issues. And it was I guess, ripe for the picking.
And for those who might not quite understand the full issue here, reading this report in October, the Washington Post released an independent study that found about 40% of all federal prime small business contracts had actually gone to Fortune 500 companies, and they would set up another company that would appear to be a small business. Is that what they generally did?
Yeah, well, there are a number of ways that they were doing it. But, you know, I'll just say that According to 15 federal investigations, we were looking at not only fraud, but also various forms of abuse, loopholes, a lack of oversight that are all contributing to this problem. In terms of scope, you're absolutely right. That Washington Post story found about 40%. It's about 40% of all federal small business contracts going to large corporations. And by law, the federal government has a 23% small business goal. They have to award, or they should award, rather, 23% of all of their procurement dollars, which is about $500 billion a year. So we're talking about an incredibly large sum of money that should be going to small businesses, but most of that money is actually not going to small businesses.
Well, Chris, we'll talk to you again, I hope, after next year, after the Obama administration is in place, and see if anything has changed and if you feel any better or even worse about it.
And we certainly look forward to the follow-up.
Chris, thank you for being with us this morning.
Yeah, thank you. Happy anniversary again.
Thank you. Chris Gunn is Communications Director for the American Small Business League.
Maybe they ought to, I think they ought to maybe give the guy a month or two in office before they're already upset with him. Just because there's not stuff on his website, you know? But I can see how they're cranky. They've not been treated well in the current administration. So, future's still down, Ken. Going to have about a 250-point drop at the open. Producer prices down 2.2%. More than forecast. A lot of that is due to fuel costs dropping. We like that.
Bob Barker is 85 years old today.
Wow.
I think we ought to
still chasing the models around, I'll bet.
I think we ought to have him neutered.
That's funny.
1510 KFNN's Business for Breakfast Show. Going to get cold on Sunday, high in the 50s, but today John Weatherby says about 74 degrees. Let's check on the traffic now. Here's Dennis McBroom.
And it is going to be a rough drive to work, guys, if they're coming in from the west side on eastbound I-10. We've got a five-vehicle wreck as you approach 75th Avenue. Traffic currently backed up to 91st Avenue, and that backup is growing. HOV lane and the left shoulder completely blocked by this injury wreck. And to add insult to injury, once you get past this one at 75th Avenue, you're going to find a second wreck at 59th Avenue. There's a disabled vehicle southbound I-17 just past Greenway, and an injury wreck has closed Dysart Road at Northern. Traffic is brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, your Valley Toyota service centers are your one-stop shop for all your repair needs. Get the right service at the right price by the right people. Toyota, moving forward. I'm Dennis McBroom, and that's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
20 years and counting as a full-time financial news radio station. Thanks for making it happen. 1510 KFNN.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Will this affect my short-term goals to refinance my mortgage? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? Henson Ayala Schuler & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help protect your goals and weather market volatility. Using Ameriprise Financial's unique Dream Plan Track approach to financial planning, Henson Ayala Schuler & Associates will help you understand your entire financial picture and provide you with a long-term plan designed to meet your dreams and goals. Remember, no matter what today's news brings, there are always opportunities in the financial markets. Find out today why more people come to Ameriprise for financial planning than any other company. Call Henson Ayala Schuler & Associates at 602-923-9800. That's 602-923-9800 or stop by their office at 7010 East Chauncey Lane, Suite 200, Scottsdale, Arizona. Financial planning claim based on Form ADV Part 1A as of 12/31/06. Go to advisorinfo.sec.gov for more information. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
An official message from Medicare.
Today I found out that my drug plan's monthly premium changed. So I compared other plans and found similar coverage at a better price.
Now's the time to review and compare Medicare prescription drug plans. From November 15th to December 31st, you can even change your plan. Call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-MEDICARE. Or visit Medicare.gov and use the plan finder to see options in your state. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Catch the latest market news, analysis, and commentary from Mo Ansari weekdays now at 5 p.m. on Market Wrap on Financial News Radio 1510 KFNN.
Good morning. It's 6:45 on Business for Breakfast. It's Friday, the 12th day of December. Ken Morgan along with certified financial planner Julie Doherty. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is out with the names of the banks dropping out of its debt and transaction guarantee programs. Back in October, the FDIC began a temporary liquidity guarantee program to insure more than $1 trillion in new senior unsecured debt and billions in transaction deposit accounts. All of the eligible banks were covered under the guarantees until December 5th, when the banks could opt out of the program. And if you want to know who has done that, you can go to the FDIC's website. I'm sure you check that every day anyway.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Ken, economic numbers in very, very recently here. November retail sales down 1.8%. They had expected retail sales to fall 2%. When you take autos out of the picture, down 1.6%. Producer prices down 2.2%, a little more than forecast. Again, dropping gasoline prices, being given credit for that. The core rate, when you take out food and energy for prices, up just 0.1%. So, you know, we talk about this auto industry situation, and certainly some Democrats, I think, voted against that plan, too, because it was 52 to 35. But some of these senators that you see on there talking about how we can't hand out money like this. Senator Corker from Tennessee is actually really called the senator from Volkswagen. They spent $1 billion in his state to bring Volkswagen to town. Nissan has a plant there as well. Senator Shelby, the Republican from Alabama, is really referred to as the senator from Mercedes. They have a Mercedes-Benz plant there in Tuscaloosa. They have Honda, Hyundai, Toyota, and International Diesel and a Fiat subsidiary. So, you know, these guys are dealing with their own interests, and it's in their state's interest to see GM and the unionized workers really just go right down the tubes. That's my take on it. So I wonder what voters will do when these folks come up for reelection. I don't know, but I'm not too happy with them. And I'm guessing Senator Kyle voted against the plan as well. I don't know if Senator McCain did. I know he was in New York for the David Letterman show last night, so he may not have voted. It was only 52 to 35, so a bunch of guys didn't vote at all. Must have been a little too busy to vote on something of this magnitude.
Maybe they were doing TV shows, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Christmas shopping, stuff like that.
This is something in the Marketplace section of the Wall Street Journal. Again, you don't think about right away. The new threat to retailers. Other companies going out of business.
Sure.
Because if they're going out of business, they're cutting prices 50, 60, 70%. People are going to be shopping there instead of at the stores that are not going out of business.
Absolutely.
And boy, you know, there's a picture of this guy holding up a sign. Have we seen those around the area recently?
And what's the sign say?
You know, well, this one is linens and things going out of business.
Oh, yeah.
You see the guys everywhere out there now holding up those signs.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's incredible.
And this, I haven't checked this out. Krispy Kreme's loss grows wider.
Oh, no. Not again.
I don't want to hear that.
Not again.
Maybe I won't even read that. It's too depressing.
GM and Ford shares are plunging before hours trading. Goldman Sachs, you know, they're the primo financial company in our business, and their guys are in running the Treasury now, Neil Kashkari and the Treasury Secretary, neither of whom can tell us, where's this money going? Where's this $350 billion, and what are they doing with it? Well, we're not really sure, they say. Goldman Sachs Energy Equity Research Team, earlier this year, Ken, predicted that crude oil would spike to $200 a barrel. Well, they've changed their mind now. Today, they have slashed their 2009 forecast for oil. It's not $200 anymore. They're saying $45. Whoops, sorry. We're off a little bit. Never mind. And so if it stays at $45, they'll say, see, we were right on the button. It's incredible. Well,
and we report it. We say it every time they predict something. Yeah. So you blame us, too.
We just report what's out there, but we make fun of them at the same time. Remember, it's Goldman Sachs. Holy cow.
The Boeing company.
Yes.
Restructuring its commercial planes division on the heels of their fifth delay of the Dreamliner 787. I'm telling you, this plane will never fly.
Oh, I think it will.
Officials say Carol Corvi will retire at the end of the year after spending 34 years with the company. Corvi had been in charge of airplane programs and was responsible for streamlining supply chains. Company has tapped Vice President Ray Conner to head up a new group called Supply Chain Management and Operations. And Pat Shanahan, whoever that is going to head up another group, Airplane Programs Organization.
Oh, boy.
To oversee all the current production.
More vice presidents. More layers of management.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah. That'll
kind of like that, auto companies.
Move that Dreamliner right along. All right.
Interest rates down sharply this morning, Ken. The 30-year Treasury at 3.04%.
Robin Orchard from Nobo joining us next here on Business for Breakfast. 1510 KFNN, keeping you up to date on what's happening in the traffic. Here's Dennis McBroom.
Thanks, guys. So Valley Surface Streets first. There's a bad injury wreck on the west side at Dysart and Northern. Dysart is completely shut down. Litchfield Road or El Mirage will help you out. Watch out for a minor injury wreck on Queen Creek Road at Maricopa Road. There is a person walking on southbound I-17 at Thomas Road, just walking down the right side of the freeway. Not a good idea at any time of the day, especially not in rush hour. Eastbound I-10 is a mess. Traffic is now backed up to 91st Avenue. There is a five-vehicle wreck just before you get to 75th Avenue. The left side of the freeway is blocked. Once you get past this injury wreck, you've got a second wreck just past 59th Avenue and slowing all the way to 16th Street on the Interloop. I'm Dennis McBroom. That's a look at on-demand traffic for KFNN.
When it comes to investing your retirement funds, words like protection, safety, and peace of mind are pretty high on the list of priorities. And that's exactly what Justin Billingsley will discuss during Safe Money Talk on Saturday mornings at 11 o'clock. This new show on KFNN focuses on helping you learn how to regain confidence in your retirement investments while achieving competitive returns without stock market volatility. Tune in this Saturday at 11 o'clock for Safe Money Talk right here on 1510 KFNN Financial News Radio.
The National Association of Women Business Owners has exciting events planned in January. Gerda Weissman Klein, Holocaust survivor, author, humanitarian, and Academy Award winner, will be NAVO's luncheon speaker on Wednesday, January 14th at the Orange Tree Resort from 11:30 to 1. Immediately following Weissman Klein, Dr. Allison Arnold, or Doc Alley, is seen on VH1's Scott Baio is 45 and Single, where present The Leadership Warrior, Lessons from the Samurai, during NAVO University at 1:30 p.m. For information and tickets on both events, call 480-282-5176 or go to nabophx.org.
This is a historic real estate buyer's market, but the real question is, who do you trust to give you good information? Hi, I'm Heidi Fogelsong, and right now is the time to learn about real, honest, and expert advice from one of the best mortgage industry veterans in Arizona, Joe Capitano. Joe is a senior founding partner at Homeowners Financial Group. You can call him anytime at 602-445-9045 or go to his website, real easy to remember, joeloans.com. Joe Capitano is a solid, reputable veteran mortgage banker, and his company, HFG, is ranked as a top 10 mortgage banker. I should know. Joe Capitano is my mortgage and lending specialist. He has been so helpful with all of my real estate needs. It's been awesome. Because, as you know, in this unique market, a buyer, seller, or agent has got to have trust and up-to-the-minute product and market information from a credible source. Call Joe Capitano today at 602-445-9045 or log on to joeloans.com.
1510 KFNN. Good morning. It's 6:53. Thanks for joining us here on Business for Breakfast. Ken Morgan along with CFP Julie Doherty.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, everyone. Future showing a negative open. Dow down 258 points ahead of the bell.
Robin Orchard is on the phone here, and Robin is with NABO, the National Association of Women Business Owners. Robin, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ken. Good morning, Julie.
We've had NABO on our radio station a lot, but perhaps people are not that familiar with what you do. Explain the organization for us.
NABO is the National Association of Women Business Owners. We have a very active and growing Phoenix chapter. We have about 400 members. We hold annual meetings, which provide networking and education opportunities for emerging and established women business owners.
And you have, speaking of meetings, you have something special coming up very soon.
We do on January 14th, and I have to tell you, you just missed the Red Affair day before yesterday, where 350 women gather all wearing red to celebrate the end of the year and certainly the holidays. But I appreciate you bringing up January 14th. May I say congratulations on your 20th anniversary to KFNN?
You certainly may. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. How exciting for you. I'm proud of you. Gerda Weissman Klein. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with Gerda?
Gerda?
Do you know her story?
No, tell us her story.
Her story. She was born in Poland, and she's a Jewish Holocaust survivor. And her story is one of incredible hope. And I know that these challenging economic times can make us all feel hopeless. But Gerda certainly puts things in perspective for us. She was a teenager in a concentration camp, and her story is amazing. She describes where she was held in cages and just treated so poorly, so in such subhuman conditions. And then the ending of her story is such that she was rescued by an American soldier who ended up being her husband.
Wow. You know, I've spoken to people who have heard her speak, actually, and they said it's just a phenomenal story.
It is phenomenal. I first heard of her when she came to speak at my children's school about 10 years ago. They were in middle school, and, you know, to have the ability to move middle school children is quite a talent, and my kids were definitely moved by her story. And then I went and read her book. Her book is called All But My Life, and it's an amazing story.
And, Robin, you alluded to this, but considering the sort of background she has, it makes anything we're going through now petty.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And it's, you know, NAVO's goal in January to help you feel more hopeful and certainly put things in perspective. We're going to follow Ms. Klein's story with Doc Alley, as I heard you say in your promotion, and she's going to help us achieve that inner warrior and move forward and teach us how to dig down deep when times are tough.
Now, the luncheon is coming up at the Orange Tree Resort.
It is in Scottsdale. It's at 56th Street, just north of Shea.
And that's going to be Wednesday, January 14th. A great way to start off the brand new year. Obviously, you have to register in advance.
You do have to register in advance. And because this is Gerda Weissman Klein, this is a special event. The Orange Tree, like other resorts and venues in town, has four walls. There is limited seating. I anticipate turning people away, so please do register early at www.navophoenix.com.
NAWBOPHX.
Oops, .org.
.org.
Sorry.
All right. Well, Robin, thank you very much, and I'm sure you're going to have a full house for that one, no doubt about it.
Thank you, Ken, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
That is a big-time speaker they've got coming to that, Ken. Yeah, should be a good story. Oil prices down over $3.50 a barrel, around $44.40 today after a couple of days running up. And futures down 256 points for the Dow.
All right, here's a good story. USA Today reporting that we're not killing each other in cars as much as we used to.
We can't afford the gas.
Their estimates show that more than 31,000 people died in crashes from January through October. 31,000.
Can you imagine anything else killing that many Americans? We'd go crazy.
That's a big drop from the 34,500 who died in the same period last year. So down from 34,500 to 31,000. Yeah, it's the airplanes make news theory.
Right, when 200 people die in an airplane.
Or two people.
I know.
Two people go down in an airplane. It gets front page story. They interrupt the TVs. We had 31,000 people die in car crashes.
And Ken, I think we've had 10 years ago, it was 40,000 in a year. I recall a number. So it's just unbelievable.
The Department of Transportation will announce today that Americans are also driving fewer miles.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
a pretty dramatic dip down yep. some 8.9 billion miles as compared to last year.
Take that, Saudi Arabia.
12 straight months of declines wow. in driving.
Commodity prices mostly down today. Copper down $11, Ken to $139.80. Gold is down $10.40 to $816.20. Silver down 31 cents to $10.11. And lean hogs, we had to hide them when Christopher Gross was here because, you know, those chefs will go right after them. Lean hogs down 12 cents at $62.25.
Guys?
Oh, yeah, they're still hiding, it sounds like.
You're back there somewhere in the background.
They're celebrating our 20th anniversary today, too.
I think they've been in the champagne. That's what I think. Coming up in the next hour, Mike Sonnix will be here from the Phoenix Business Journal. New edition is out on the newsstands today. Melissa Myers joins Julie for the financial planning segment. And some guy named Ron Coyne will be here. I don't know what he does, but we'll find out. It's Business for Breakfast on 1510 KFNN.